This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, not this weekend, you're not. Hopefully the long weekend is off to a good start for you guys. Bottom line, this weather's awful. But we've talked a little Aiden Hutchinson today. If you want that, that is available to you. Odyssey.com Rewind, it's simple. Ian Rappaport said he wasn't cleared. Once he's cleared, which he is today, the Lions can ratchet up signing him. Well, the question was, all right, you want to reset the market. Five at 200. The Miles Garrett deal. So we had a nice conversation about that. What we wanted to get into here was a little bit of fun because earlier in the week we had some success with rule changes. So I always like seeing when useless things are gotten rid of. Well, the government's doing that with the penny. Who the hell even carries pennies? No one. They're getting rid of them. I think they should get rid of nickels too. You know, a nickel costs 14 cents to produce.
I did not know that, and I know the nickel will now go up in value because people are going to have to round up.
Just get rid of those two. The point is, work with me. What is a useless thing you want to get rid of in sports as we head into a Memorial Day weekend? And before some of you start saying Major League Baseball umpires, it has to be something. I don't think you can get rid of umps or refs. I want to just put that out there. But in the spirit of the USA getting rid of the penny, what is the penny of the world of sports? Like, what could we get rid of and everybody would look around and go, great decision?
I got one for you.
Hold on. Kenny is...
I also have one.
Salivating.
No, Kenny, go ahead. Oh,
thanks, Rico. Any replay that lasts longer than a couple of minutes, if you can't figure it out, bye. Call in the ice, call in the field stands. I'm done watching these 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10-minute reviews. Figure it out. Figured out in the first couple of minutes. If you can't, no sweat. Call
elongated the reviews.
Yes.
A Kenny Cott production.
Yes.
Rico.
NFL preseason games.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Just get rid of them.
Oh, this is a dirty penny. Yeah. This is good.
Good players don't play in the games. It takes most teams to week three to get their feet underneath them. And you end up charging the fans for tickets to watch a bunch of guys who are going to get cut. Have the joint practice. You'll actually learn something about your team. But NFL preseason games, you can go away like the penny. Nobody would miss them.
Dude, Rico may have just won this topic. That is such a good suggestion. I hate NFL preseason. Oh, man.
The players hate it.
Oh, yes, they do. Wow. That might be the dirty penny. All right. I got to really think about this. David, do you have a suggestion? In the spirit of the USA getting rid of the penny, give me the thing we can get rid of in sports that nobody would miss.
Yeah, I do, because I am annoyed by seeing the constant players trying to say review in the NBA. Just get rid of the coach's review. Just get rid of that, because I don't want to see them do this anymore. I don't want to see it anymore.
So get rid of the coach's review altogether?
The coach's review, yes. Now, if it comes from New York – That's different.
Is this one too grandiose? This is what I would get rid of. Now, I know you and David are probably going to yell at me. Bought and paid for media. Is that too many?
No.
Like if I just loaded up a sea of Gus Johnsons and put them on a Noah's Ark that had a hole in it, would that work?
So what's Syracuse going to do?
That's not fair. Okay. I was thinking more of like, I think what I'm tired of.
So who does the games?
Not my problem. I put it on mute half the time anyways. The point is, look, I'm tired as a 44-year-old man who watches sports and I do this for a living. I am tired of the dishonesty. I'm tired of being lied to. I'm tired of the propaganda. Call the effing game.
How about your paycheck does not come from the team? So therefore, you can speak your mind.
Yeah, but hold on. Gus Johnson's paycheck doesn't come from a team, and he's a puppet.
Okay, you know what? You win.
I need honesty. I need to return to where Pat Summerall was six bourbons deep and just throwing it over to Madden and calling Giants and Redskins.
Because when teams watch games, you want to hear.
No. Yeah.
No, I just want you to call the game. I told David, I would have been livid if I was a Knicks fan. And I'm like, of all people, you got calling this game?
Oh, Reggie Miller.
It's Reggie Miller.
Okay.
Really?
You see where I'm going with this.
Oh, and there's him pointing to Halliburton. Oh, I had a choke.
How about Gus and Joel doing full-blown commercials for Coach Prime?
Oh, yeah.
His name is Deion Sanders. You don't get to call him Coach Prime. That's a fan thing. You are broadcasting the game. Fair. And then Klatt, who's a Colorado alum, well, how couldn't you send your child here? And it's like, okay, hold on. Is this a timeshare presentation, or am I simply watching Colorado get drilled again? So,
okay,
that's probably too grandiose.
Nah,
but I'm tired of dishonest sports media.
It will require a third party review board to say,
yeah, the board,
yeah,
me.
You were a little too homerish.
Yeah,
but like they won on a 3-run home run. I wasn't allowed to get excited. No, game 64.
I just needed to, for me, it's mostly in a college football sense, we have really turned into North Korea. It's all propaganda. Just call the game, man. Like Keith Jackson, I never felt like Keith Jackson was rooting for a team.
No.
You know, right. Now you're left with all narrative. It's almost like they're given their talking points.
Because it's rare, Mike, because longevity says if you have a fan base behind you, you keep, I was telling David in an earlier break, because I was like livid. I was like, if I'm a Knicks fan, I would be so mad that Reggie Miller was there. But once again, like a guy like Jay Billis could do Duke, North Carolina.
You never know.
And you would never know that he played for Duke.
No, do I think Billis gets a little bit sanctimonious? A little bit high and mighty?
He's turned into an angry guy.
But guess what? I never feel like he's giving Duke some beneficial call. He calls the game. Mm-hmm. I'm good with Jay Billis in that regard. So that would be mine, but I know that's probably way too complicated.
That would be very hard. Yeah, you would need a third party to just review every game and say, yeah, I told you, you were a little homerish. You're on a 5-game suspension.
Let's get to some of the people. The U.S. is getting rid of the penny. It's useless. It's not worth its production. What is the penny of sports that we could just get rid of? Nobody's missing it. No one's going to miss pennies. What are the things in sports you just won't miss? Kenny says elongated reviews. I think he's on to something. Yeah. I like that. But Rico may win the day.
Just the preseason games.
No preseason NFL. You might win the day. We go to Josh 97.1. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I would love to get rid of the four sets of low fives that everybody gets during and after every free throw in basketball.
Mitchell Robinson airballs one. Why are we high-fiving you? You suck.
Yeah, okay. Let's go, baby. It's like, dude, nobody's guarding you.
Okay, Josh, you know what's funny about that? Is when the guy shoots the free throw and none of his teammates are there and he still goes through the motion of high-fiving air.
Yep. I just get rid of it and I would be the happiest man on the planet.
Okay.
And I'm with you because there's nothing worse when your team does it. Oh, yeah, you just missed two of the first. Like, you're shooting three free throws. You missed the first two. They shouldn't shake your hand. They should punch you in the face.
I could only see Mike miss one more free throw. I dare you.
I'd be Mr. Garvey. The Key and Peele sketch.
Thanks for the encouragement. I don't care. Aaron. Son of
snapping clipboards. I hate it. That's a good suggestion, too. Yeah. All right, we got a bunch of them. We're going to get to the people in a second. More of the ticket texts as well. We're getting rid of the penny. What the hell are we getting rid of in sports? You get one of them. What is the penny of sports? You could throw it away and nobody gives a damn. I still don't get how a nickel costs 14 cents to manufacture. Get rid of that, too.
Yeah.
Who uses nickels?
For parking meters.
No, you pay on your phone.
I do pay on my phone. I don't even use it coins anymore.
Not every, like some old school meters. Not every meter has been converted, so I keep like $3 worth of change.
Well, like maybe like Kenny, do you go to the liquor store with a bag of nickels or something?
Oh, no.
Okay. Hey there, Ernie.
Stop.
Why is his name Ernie?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Dave, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get to the people. Just having a little fun as we cap the week. We'll get you to Tiger baseball tonight as well. But U.S. is getting rid of the penny. What the hell can we get rid of in sports that nobody would miss? Simple. Ain't nobody crying about the penny going away.
No.
David, what are the suggestions rolling in?
Get rid of the All-Star games and the Pro Bowl. We don't need
that. Yes. Wow. Both pennies. Yes.
Get rid of the chain gang. We absolutely don't need that. Let's get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Nobody would miss it.
The chain gang, it's usually some little old man. I mean, come on. They don't even do anything. They don't even use them anymore.
The Pro Bowl. I mean,
Pro Bowl gone.
They keep trying. Now it's dodgeball.
Correct. Get rid of Skip Bayless. We don't need him anymore in the media.
I think we have.
Get rid of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, that's not acceptable.
Somebody would actually miss them. A merchant foul guy in the NBA that is from Paul. Well,
okay, then you're getting rid of the top 20 players. Congratulations.
Most useless
so the
thing.
Unethical shooters.
Correct. Okay. The NBA draft lottery.
I agree with this. I'm ready for it to just go the way of the NBA. I'm tired of it. It's fixed. It's got to stop.
Either that or just do it in front of everyone. Just live. Here we go.
Halftime interviews with coaches. It's not like he's going to say anything relevant anyway.
You know what? Here's another penny. Sideline reporters. Out.
How do we know if their person got injured?
Look, take Tom Rinaldi, Aaron Andrews, and everybody in between. Hey, I just talked to the coach. He said if we score more points than the other team, we're going to win this game.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
that. Fantastic. All right. That was key. Well, Johnny Blumenthal's been ruled out for the rest of the game. Oh, really? He left in an ambulance. I'm pretty sure I came to that conclusion.
Yeah, he's been listed as doubtful for return. Yeah, his leg came off.
We need to get rid of extra inning baseball, starting with the man on second base. We don't need that at all.
I actually like that. Does that make me bad?
No, I think you like it because it gets the game over quickly.
Nailed it.
That's why you like it, which makes sense.
And it has a... I like it because it has a little old school National League strategy.
Get the man over.
No outs.
Score him,
right.
Yeah.
Can you get the man over? Maybe you bunt. Do what you have to do. Score the run.
A most useless thing in sports is the national anthem. Get rid of it.
Not wrong. You know what? Here's the compromise. Season opener. You sing it, play it. You want to do it at the Super Bowl or World Series or wherever. Okay, fine. But every game, I'm with them.
Get rid of soccer.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Wow. Just across the bow. I'm thinking, yeah, get rid of soccer, refs. Get rid of soccer. Just get rid of soccer.
NFL international games. We don't need them. Weird times, weird fans. We don't need that. Joe Buck. Get rid of Joe Buck. Wow.
All right, one more, and then we hit the calls.
Cap the review at 30 seconds, they say.
Because really, either you're going to overturn this or you're not. Every angle, I mean, there's 6 different angles. You should know instantly. The people in New York or wherever should already be watching this to say, yep, you blew it, or nah, it's the right call. Move forward. I don't need freeze frame or what about this? And yeah, I'm with them on that. You ready to go to phones?
Let's do it. All right. I was just enjoying more of these. Getting rid of everything. Let's go to DJ. 97.1. Deej, what's up?
Fellas, what's happening, man? Y'all boys all right?
Yeah. I mean, are you driving the pace car at the Indy 500, or what's your weekend here?
No, man. I'm here grinding, working, man, listening to y'all. But look, Mike, check this one out. Rico, I almost want to ride with you 100%, but the reason I'm going to give you pushback is, got a couple of homeboys I grew up with to play in the league. They do hate it, but there's been stories where guys were going to get cut and not make the team, and that preseason really gave them that time to actually make a roster. So it's important for that reason and that reason only. And the fact that they cut it to 2, I say let's don't get rid of it. That's my only pushback with it, because it's benefited some guys.
It has, but here's the one thing. DJ, truthfully, it's the practice reps that are going to dictate whether a guy makes the team more than the games. It's the practice reps on a day-in, day-out basis.
So do the joint practice and blow up in practice.
Yes.
Or know what, DJ? So here's the compromise. $10 tickets for the fans if you want to come to the game. Not full price.
Absolutely. So it's funny because me and my guy, I coach basketball here. Me and the head coach was talking yesterday, guys. We just talking about something similar, right? So you have guys that are practice all-stars. I've seen it when I played in college and high school. But then he get in that gym or at Joe Louis Arena for the city playoffs, and now the same dude we've been seeing in practice all day look like he ain't never touched the ball. I've seen this my entire time playing sports. So I still need to see you out there in them lights against real competition in front of that crowd. Because believe it or not, fellas, it makes a difference.
Oh, it does.
Throw that out there.
And now that you're a fan of my sport, you're a horseman. It's the same thing with horses, DJ. You'll see a horse go out there really? Look like Kobe Bryant in the morning. He goes out in the afternoon, he looks like John Bagley.
Really? A horse? I would have never thought that, dog. Really?
Tell you right now, you'll have certain horses that train. They look like Stallone in the morning, and then they go out in the afternoon, and they look like Timothy Chalamet. You're like, what the hell happened here?
So now, Mike, I'm going to get back to what me and you talked about a week ago. We had a great conversation. I'm doubling down on it. The NBA lottery.
Get rid of it.
I'm tired of y'all playing in my face, man. I'm sick of it. Mm-hmm. Y'all got a whole show where a bunch of guys go up there, 32 guys go up there and act like they know this, act like this thing ain't fixed.
Yep.
Get rid of it.
And how about this? Since you called, Shaquille O'Neal did the interview on that podcast, and he said David Stern asked him, where do you want to play, warm weather or cold weather? He goes, warm weather. Orlando won the lottery.
Hey, that's something. I seen that. Hey, that's something. Mm-hmm. I seen that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the ticket texter got in before me. Definitely the NBA lottery is out of here, man. That's it.
I am with you, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I really thought you were going to have something.
Take it easy, man.
I thought he was going to have something splendid this weekend.
He's probably already done the Indianapolis 500.
Well, he'd be like, gentlemen, start your engines guy or something. DJ's everywhere.
Did DJ just win the race?
Yeah.
Takes the helmet off. What up, though?
It wouldn't shock me. Is that DJ driving the Penske car? What the hell just happened? He's everywhere.
He is.
Let's go to Charlie, 97.1. Charlie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend, guys. How you doing? Hey,
same to you, brother. What's going on?
I was going to say the anthem, You know, there's nothing really to gain from it. You can't wrap yourself in the Constitution to avoid injuries. You know, they pray at NASCAR, and that's all good and well. You know, but only bad comes of it, right? It only ends up leading being like 20 minutes on ESPN or whatever, things we don't want to talk about, right? But because somebody already took me on the ticket text, how about the military flyover when it's like this slow-moving helicopter? Like, I don't want to get turned into a drop, but the gentleman who brought up, like, I want to see the hockey players go really fast. I want to see a big old jet airplane or some fighter
jet
go flying over the big house. I don't need this, you know, pedestrian. I know you want to kick out the handicap seating at Spartan Stadium, but like,
I simply wanted to move it to create an open air beer garden. That was all I said. How
it's
dare
a
you?
Beautiful bit, but I don't want to see this little helicopter creep over the stadium. You know, show me the big guns. But bring them out.
I'm going to tell you. No, you're right, but I want to tell you. First of all, I'm going to play the drop. But Charlie, you know, you made an example, and I think there's a functionality. We're talking about the big house. Michigan has to use the helicopter because it's got to go slow enough because the spy cameras are in there. So when they're just doing the flyover, they're able to get a little bit more recon.
That makes sense.
You can't do that with a B-52, you know, stealth bomber going overhead.
Hold on. Let's go.
David,
hold on. Hey, Kenny, 30-second review. Don't even need it. Overturn. Flags overturned, David.
Those choppers go at a nice slow speed. You get a little extra intel. I think I see ankle tape on the quarterback.
And look, there's no competitive advantage.
I'm leaving it alone. It's a holiday weekend. 248-539-9797.
All right, we talked a lot of different things today. If you missed any of the segments, use that Odyssey Rewind. Are you going to power through this horrible weather for Memorial Day? Should the Lions pay Aiden Hutchinson? We touched upon all those things. Right now, we're talking about that thing like the penny. It's useless. The time is gone. And the government's getting rid of the penny. What in sports should we just get rid of? Mine, NFL preseason games. What's yours? You know what? Before we get to Jeff Rieger, D, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's happening?
So, it's referred to as the deadest play in sports, in the NFL, I should say. And I think it's the onside kick. Like, you got to get rid of it. I think prior to 2018, it had like a 16% rate. And then once they banned the running start, it's got like an 8% success rate. I don't think anybody would miss it. Banish off the earth.
No, I'm with you. Because even with the bastardized version that it is now, try 6%. It's just like you have to tell the other team. The element of surprise is gone. I'm with you. Just get rid of it. Go to 4th and 15. And I'd rather see you take your chance at that. Because
that's what everybody's doing anyway, pretty much.
The dirty little secret? That's why the NFL won't, because the UFL did it first. USFL did it, and they won't do it because they don't want to look like copycats. Have a great weekend, D.
Thanks.
All right. Let's finish this up before we get to Jeff Rieger. Brandon, you're on 97.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man.
So the thing I would get rid of is Summer League. I think it's largely a waste of time.
NBA Summer League?
Yeah, it's just a showcase for your rookies and your draft picks and the end of your bench. You don't get anything for winning it. There's no prize money. There's no trophy. It doesn't help your draft position. It doesn't do anything to the playoffs. It's just a crappier version of the in-season tournament that nobody wants anyway.
Now, Brandon B., I'm with you because I'm thinking, David, did Kay play in the summer league, or do you like
not this past summer? No,
but he's played in the summer league.
What he did, he has played in the summer league this past year. He practiced with some of the guys separately.
I'm like I got to think Cooper Flagg. I don't really need to see you in the summer league.
He will play in the summer league though. Wimby did it. They all do it. LeBron did it.
I'm with you, Brandon. Summer league is just an extra excuse for my player to get hurt and blow out his knee. I'm with you.
Well, it's an excuse to send him to Vegas too, because that's the other thing. I don't want to see a guy get hurt.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. He may play a game or two, and then that's it.
I got a feeling.
Practice for the summer league is more important than the actual game.
B, I'm with you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, because I'm like Cooper Flagg. I don't really need to see you out playing. But yeah, for me, it's NFL preseason. Players don't want to play in it. And caller DJ said a couple of his buddies made the team because of it. But I think that's the unicorn. Players don't want to play. The main players aren't. They're going to sit out. You're not going to see Jared Goff. You're not going to see Amon-Ra. If you get a series out of them, consider yourself fortunate and blessed that you spent a top dollar to watch guys who aren't going to make the team. So like the penny, NFL preseason could go away. Jeff Rieger.
If it wasn't for preseason, you wouldn't know you had Brock Purdy.
Okay. No, he was on the roster.
But he was a six-round selection, so he's going to play in the preseason. Yeah,
he was a backup. Yeah, it's Hendon Hooker. Have we even seen him play yet?
Yeah, in the preseason.
Does he?
Yeah, he played in the preseason. He looked not the best. Remember single read quarterback? Man. That was him last preseason.
He's got a grift going, but that's a whole other topic for a whole other time.
You don't remember Cade versus Jalen Green in a summer league game? It was big. It's huge.
No. Only you followed that because you like to troll.
I did follow that. That was huge. It was big.
Cade and Green, Jalen Green is like a step below Maple Leafs for you.
No. I think Cade is much better. No.
I'm saying absolutely as not. Far as your trolling.
No.
That whole, look at Green.
No. I was with David. I was glad that David used his religious powers to get the first overall pick. And I'm glad they got Cade. He's a pretty good player. Yes. What's going on?
Nah.
By the way, I don't remember you having that conversation with me that you talked about and Who Said It. I'm listening to Who Said It, and I'm talking about not paying Scooble. David used one of those, and you're like, I had this conversation with Rieger. I don't remember that conversation.
Rieger, as Wojo would like to say, it was probably one of your six shows that you did.
Yeah, okay.
I remember I was in the car. I was driving back home early in the morning, and I was talking to you, and I said it.
This week?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I was driving, getting ready to pull up into the house, and I remember some of that memory medicine.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, I said that, but I didn't say that on air. I only said it to Jeff Rieger.
Well, I agree with you, so I must have agreed with you.
You did.
I do agree with you.
And I'm like, it's got to be Rieger because he just
good call. As soon as David said it, I thought it was me, but I don't remember you telling me. But maybe subconsciously, I was just giving your thoughts as my thoughts.
Yeah, it was one of those early morning calls that you gave me, and I just happened to be out and about. And
wonder what that was about. I do that often. I just can't drive by myself with apparently not talking to anybody. No. I need somebody to talk to.
No, you can't.
Consider yourself lucky. You were the guy that time.
Right. Where are you? I'm pulling up to the golf course. I'm just dropping the kid off. I'm just doing this.
Sounds about right.
You know, you got a radio,
Now I remember it. You know what? It's all coming back to me now.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the studio.
Yeah. We were supposed to be downtown.
What happened?
So you can go any speed you want on the lodge without getting pulled over, can't you? You really
yes,
can.
Yes, you can. I do it every day.
So my car, I shouldn't even admit this, but like David calls me. There was some kind of technical issue. So I had to race back. I was in the Comerica Park parking structure, like doing a little Tigers pregame stuff. And he's like, you got to come back. So I'm like, oh, crap. And I look at my GPS and it's like, you're barely going to make it. So I decided to take off. I probably shouldn't admit this.
You know what? 90-something
on the lodge.
Okay.
Just I've done 100 before. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I feel any other freeway, I would have been pulled over. But I made it here safely. On the way back to Comerica, I'll do the speed limit.
You can do Southfield too.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes, you can.
See, that drop you get, but you didn't say the one about the McRib. Kenny, I'm going to need you to get that drop. You remember what he talked about?
Yeah. I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah.
What about the McRib? By the way, I heard Mike and Rico talk about, what were they calling you, the lumberjack? This is quite the getup.
It's freezing outside, man.
It's not that bad.
It is not the weather
today.
We should have Memorial Day weekend.
I was one of those white guys walking around in shorts. Wow. That's what Doug and Scott were talking about that today.
What you got going on?
Not that. There is an observation I have from yesterday's Tigers-Guardians game that I am ready to anoint this man as the man. I will explain, and we'll get you up to Tiger Baseball at 6:45.
So you drove here for that, and then you're going back down.
Wow.
What do you want me to do? Did you want to go to 6:45?
Why don't you just go to Music Town or something? All right.
Oh, why didn't we think of Music Town? Oh, that's a good idea. I don't know. Listen, I just do what I'm told.
That's what the money's for.
Well, David made the call. David is a respected man. I just did what he said.
Who drives 100 on the freeway? All right, everybody.
We made it, thankfully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.